relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First. And I'd like to introduce our very special guest host, Kurt Schlichter.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Yes, I am Kurt Schlichter. I am here in the command module here in Los Angeles for America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. Of course, today we are Gorka free. But you know what we're packed with? We are packed with goodness. We got guests. We got news. We got everything. Holy cow. Hey, who am I? What's my deal? Let me tell you. I am the senior columnist at townhall.com. You can go to Town Hall and read my new column. I do one every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's entitled, actually, okay, right there, error. Entitled is not the word. Titled. It is titled. I hate when people do that. It is titled, Every New Republican is the Most Evil Republican Ever. It is insightful. It is hilarious. And it is amazing, if I say so myself. And of course I do, because I am also a noted Los Angeles trial lawyer. So I don't have any ego issues. I'm very comfortable with having one the size of the Hindenburg. I am also a retired United States Army colonel. I was not a JAG like Ted Lieu. I was a infantry officer, active duty, and reserve. I was National Guard in California. I was in Desert Storm. I deployed after 9/11 to Kosovo, and I was in the Los Angeles riots, not as a participant. I was helping to suppress. I am also the author of a number of books, including the Kelly Turnbull series of conservative action novels. The most recent is Crisis and The Split, the sixth in the series, which Dr. Gorka is going to be very, very entertained to read. I know he reads like this one especially, and so are you. It's got crocodiles and a HK-417 rifle on the cover, so you're really going to like it. It comes out July 22nd. Let's get right to the news. The president went down to the border where there were actual things happening, not like Kamala Harris, who visited an airport near the border. And, of course, it was amazing, as the president always is. He was on fire, as usual. He started talking about cognitive tests. And he basically says, you know, I should have taken a cognitive test. And Congressman Ronny Jackson, who used to be his naval surgeon, was there. And he's joking back and forth with Congressman Jackson. And he's basically, he says, yeah, you take a cognitive test. The first questions, they're easy. It's like, look at this. It's an animal. Is this a horse? Is this a pig? Is this a, you know, a duck? What is it? They get a little harder. Now, the guy who's president right now, he may have trouble with the early questions. I'm just saying. I just don't want to be there. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, last time we were here together on America First with Dr. Seb Gorka, except with me, we talked about whether the president was going to run again. And I've written about that and at townhall.com. And, you know, it just, I just became aware that I got a little gossip. And I got off another Salem show. It was my friend Rick Grinnell. You guys know Rick Grinnell. Great ambassador. The guy I hope is vice president next time. I throw my biases right out there for you. He is a terrific guy. I worked with him in Las Vegas. This will become significant in a moment, folks, because another guy I worked for the president with in Las Vegas will be coming up, Matt Schlapp, in the next segment. But Rick Grinnell said, hey, last time I talked to the president a few months ago, he said, Rick, if I'm healthy in January 23, I'm running. Now, I can't do a Donald Trump impression. No one can do a Donald Trump impression. There are lots of politicians who want to do a Donald Trump impression, but they're not the real thing. I was intrigued to hear that. He thinks he's running again. He told Sean Hannity last night, yes, I've made a decision about whether I'm going to run. And you're like, okay, Sean, next question. And Sean's like, okay, hey, look, a squirrel. And it's like, no. Of course, he's not going to drop the dime now. He's not going to tell us now. He's going to save it. He's going to savor the anticipation. But it's not like there aren't a lot of things going on. I mean, the Trump organization got busted for tax evasion. Massive tax fraud, say the blue check Twitters. Okay, it's pretty much summed up by, well, there was a bodyguard who had a company car, and he didn't fully allocate the personal and business use of it. Oh, my gosh. Busted. You know, and to think I was making fun of the FBI for going full dragnet, full Inspector Erskine on a bunch of geriatrics taking selfies in the rotunda. And then this comes along. It's like, that all you got? No, Donald Trump was not indicted himself. It's another example of change of rules, because I can almost guarantee you that a lot of those donors to Democrats out there are doing exactly the same kind of petty sort of tax shenanigans. Guys, is this the rule you want to establish? Because the next president, whether it's Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Rick Grinnell, someone else who isn't Kamala Harris, because she ain't ever going to be president, because no one likes her. Is that the precedent you guys want to set? Go find your political enemies and then bust them for some chicken scratch tax nonsense? I mean, even, you know, Maddow's going to be, yeah, they're busted for tax evasion. And here's the detail. Is this right? Are you sure this is correct? We're going with this? Are we really going with this? That's my Maddow impression, folks, here on America First. Now, there's other stuff going on, too. And one thing that caught my eye, right, was the attempt to force Manchin and Sinema into obedience, because they appear to be getting in the way, you know, wanting to not be, you know, voted out of office and all, because, you know, Arizona elected her, and it's kind of trending, but they aren't hardcore liberals. And of course, West Virginia is the most Trump state there was. So these guys, you know, they got to walk a fine line. They can't vote like AOC, right? So the media's got in there to discipline him. Apparently, businessinsider.com has a headline. former Senator Kristen Sinema's staffer detail a demoralizing office environment. Now, this is, I love this. And I think this is the reporter Robin Bravender who wrote this piece. Here's a tweet, just a little savor it. One former intern said she fielded constant angry phone calls from Sinema's constituents and got reprimanded by a senior staffer when she went off script, and that staffer later threatened to derail her next internship offer. The intern mailed an advisor to ask for advice. I can give you advice, intern. Do what you're told. Don't go off script, okay? No one cares what some 20-year-old from Gumbo State University working on her dual degree in sociology and gender studies thinks, okay? Constituent calls you, you treat them with respect. Look, I was a intern 35 years ago right now for Congressman Duncan Hunter 1.0. He was like a ranger in Vietnam, kept a shotgun in his closet. We got along really well. Now, one thing I wasn't was a whining little brat who complained that people gave me grief when I screwed up, as the intern did. Well, I just went off script. You know, no one needs the intern. No one needs the intern's input. Anyway, we got Matt Schlapp coming up. I worked with him in Vegas defending the president. He's got CPAC 2 coming up. Stick around here on America First.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First with the one and only Kurt Schlichter.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. It is me, Kurt Schlichter, senior columnist at townhall.com, noted California trial lawyer, retired United States Army colonel, author of the Kelly Turnbull series of conservative action novels. While we're waiting for Matt Schlapp, I want to hear from you. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. What do you have to say? What do you think of the Trump tax conspiracy? See. On my own echo machine. What do you think of uppity interns on Capitol Hill? What do you think of this cheesy, tacky attempt to intimidate Kristen Sinema? Okay. Remember like a month ago, she was like everybody's favorite. She wore like funky boots and everyone's like, oh, you slay queen. Yes. And now it's like she's in the way of the communist overthrow of the United States of America. And now it's like, you're the worst person ever. You torment interns. What kind of society, people, do we have that gives a damn about interns? I mean, really, that ought to be the test for seriousness of a civilization. Do you care what the interns think? If you do, your civilization's bound to fall. That's how Rome fell. You know, Flavius had an intern. He was like, hey, you feeling good? You feeling good, Marcus? No, I'm feeling bad. Really? Huh? Then everything fell apart. In came the Huns. Out went the Romans. Over to Byzantium for another 1,000 years. But that is a different story. Speaking of great historical developments, Supreme Court finally came through. You know, a lot of people out there whine about President Trump. Oh, all his mean tweets. But, you know, one thing he did is he did get us the Supreme Court back. And that's important. That's super important. And the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision, basically said, yeah, Arizona, it's cool if you outlaw ballot harvesting, that's fine. And no, it's not an undue burden to ask the people who don't take advantage of the 27-day mail-in pre-voting period and go on the day of the election to vote in their own precinct. Oh, and if you go to the wrong precinct, they also say, no, 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 that's the correct precinct over there. Go over there. What's amazing to me is Kagan, Sotomayor, and Breyer all said, no, 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 this is an unspeakable hassle. You can't just vote anywhere you want. It's a racist. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't understand it. Now, call me cynical, and you can, because like I said, I am a noted Los Angeles trial lawyer. You can call me cynical, but here's the deal. I think, and I want you to hold on. If you're driving, slow down. If you're standing, find a seat. I want you to, because this is going to blow your bourgeois mind. I think the Democrats want to change the election system so it's easier for them to cheat. Yeah. Yeah, I look, I know it's crazy. I know you're thinking, Kurt, that's nuts. But no, no, no. Hear me out. Because it seems to me, and I don't think I'm insane, that if you can't support kind of basic principles like you got to vote here, and you can't have some guy go around and grab up a whole bunch of weird ballots, take custody of them, and turn them in or not turn them in as he pleases. Well, I think that maybe you're just trying to get an unfair advantage. John in St. Paul, Minnesota, what say you?
Well, I say Trump is not the guy for 2024. No deep state people were arrested. Nobody was prosecuted. He put Bill Barr in, who was a deep state guy. DeSantis looks like the only promising conservative candidate I can see in the horizon. And honestly, Kurt, it might just be like one of your books that this country's going to split in half because they're letting so many people in from the border now that we're never going to be able to win an election again in the future if we don't stop this immigration.
Well, John, first of all, thank you for the plug of my Kelly Turnbull series of conservative action novels. Start them out with People's Republic, the first. But let me play devil's advocate here for you, okay? And I haven't made a decision. I'm open-minded, and I believe that Donald Trump, if he wishes to be a candidate, has to earn my vote. But there are a lot of people who don't feel like that. There are a lot of conservatives, including ones that are friends of mine and I respect greatly, who say, look, I am in for Donald Trump. He was ripped off by this baloney election. And look, again, I went to Nevada with Rick Grinnell and Matt Schlappen. It was baloney. And they say, I am not going to vote for anyone else. Sorry. And is that enough to allow Kamala Harris to slither into office?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, they stole the election. There's no doubt about it. I voted here in Minnesota, okay? There's an elderly lady when I checked in. Okay, they didn't ask for ID. I gave them my name. She said the person who came in right before me on her computer said this person already voted in Minneapolis, was trying to vote again in St. Paul, and she said it took 8 steps on her computer to back this guy out of the system and cancel his vote because there was so much fraud. Now, this is an elderly lady who isn't going to lie to me. And it's like there's so much election fraud, Kurt. I don't see how we can win another election. I just don't see it.
Well, let me say this, John, and I appreciate your call. I think there are a lot of problems with our election system. Obviously, I was in Nevada, you know. I was there with Rick Grenell, who was running the operation. I caught COVID there. There are three kinds of problems. Problem A, outright fraud. Now, people will tell you, there was no fraud. Well, the first night, we found a dead person who voted. So there was fraud, you know, regular ballot stuffing fraud, dead people voting fraud. There was fraud. How much there was is a different issue, but you can't say none. What we're talking about is the extent. Okay, that's problem one. Problem two is the extrajudicial changing of the rules in the midst of the game. There were lots of changes to election laws. Many of them that Republicans kind of went, oh, okay, well, we got COVID going on, so we can't be so picky about, you know, election procedures, which are the one thing you should absolutely be picky about. And those were not put through in the proper way. And, of course, the courts refused to entertain a remedy for them, leaving us without a remedy, which is itself a huge problem. Then there was the informal problem, which is the entire establishment, including and especially the media, putting its thumb on the scale in favor of that desiccated old weirdo over the great and accomplished Donald Trump. I'm Kurt Schlichter. This is America First, and we will be right back.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
We're back on America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I am your guest host, Kurt Schlichter, and I am proud to introduce my battle buddy from the post-election legal fight in Las Vegas, Nevada, the guy who brings you CPAC, Matt Schlapp. How you doing?
Hey, Kurt, great to be with you again. Where the hell is Seb?
I don't know. He's off doing things, having activities. He's a man about town. He's good. Making moves on the street. He's like
nothing
a combination between Starsky and Hutch. So, Matt, you and I were together in Las Vegas.
We were.
And you didn't get COVID, and I did. How did that happen?
It's the truth. You know, my wife cannot believe that I did not get Chinese corona, is what I call it. And it did seem like there was one time I was on a private plane and everybody got COVID but me. So I was thinking, and you know how this virus works, I probably actually did get it, but some people get mild cases of it. But I didn't have any symptoms or anything. So I don't know, for whatever reason, I just started getting to the point where it's like, some people get this thing, God forbid, and others don't, and that's just the way it goes.
Well, like you, Matt, I am one of the elite in that, like you, I am married to a beautiful Cuban-American woman. And, of course, I
yes,
gave her COVID, and that I got the full wrath. So that was and you're like going, better you and me, pal.
We did have one person on our team in Vegas who apparently got COVID, and I thought the person was just hungover. And I kept saying, where is this person? And they're like, he or she, I'm not going to give anything away, just really has a terrible headache. And then by like the second or third day is he or she really has a terrible headache. And I was like, wait a minute. I don't think it's a headache. I think it's worse anyway.
Well, we had plenty
Everyone
of headaches.
Got through it.
Yeah, well, we had plenty of headaches with the election laws. I was just wondering, before we talk about CPAC, which is coming in a week, What's your thought of the Supreme Court decision validating reasonable election laws? Liberals are very unhappy, Matt.
Yeah, no, I mean, this. I guess the only thing that bothers me is it looked like the Republicans stuck together, but the Democrats didn't join the Republicans. And the Republicans have been joining the Democrats on some 9-0 decisions. And the Roberts Court and the Chief Justice is trying to send out this message that, you know, they can all, there could be a consensus court and the 9 people can stick together. But, you know, Kurt, I don't know what's wrong with Democrat justices. They can't even stand up for the idea of having clean voter records and voter ID.
You know, if I was a cynical guy, Matt Schlapp of the American Conservative Union, I would think that perhaps they were trying to cheat. Now, you are the maestro of the symphony that is CPAC, and we're doing it in Dallas. And you've actually got me coming out there doing a panel. I hear
we're
a rumor
about that.
I hear a rumor that the greatest president of the last 25 years is going to be there, too.
Yeah, Donald Trump is going to close it out on Sunday. He's going to come in from Vegas, where I think he's going to watch a certain fight, and he's going to come in and close down the event. And I think it's just perfect. I think it's the right time. He's back there on the road. He's getting involved in these primaries. He's holding rallies, and it's just apropos that he be the headliner at a CPAC right in the middle of it.
Well, Matt Schlapp, I even before I started speaking at CPAC, I went because I love it. Because you're fine. Look, especially me, I'm in Los Angeles, okay? I'm always diversity for the leftists, right? I'm the one conservative. You go there, you go to a CPAC, and it's people who think like us who are working together. Tell us, what can we expect from CPAC Dallas from the 9th to the 11th?
I think in Orlando at the CPAC we had after they canceled us up here in the swamp, we really focused on all of this voter irregularity and the Bill of Rights. And I think talking about the voter problems is something we're going to have to keep talking about. But I think that the new wrinkle is this pushback of grassroots American patriots at school boards, in these local elections and for sheriff races, people pushing back on defunding the cops, pushing back on CRT, pushing back on destroying girls' sports, just everyday Americans taking back their communities. And we're going to have a lot of those heroes there at CPAC in Dallas.
Well, Matt Schlapp, I want to thank you for coming aboard here on America First and for reminiscing about, old war stories of fighting for election integrity. Hopefully we won't have to do it again next time, but we got to be ready. I will see you and your beautiful bride next week in Dallas, and you'll be happy to know I'm bringing mine, too. We just need to keep the two Cuban women away from each other. There could form a singularity. And we are a singularity of conservative goodness here on the Seb Gorka Show, America First. I'm Kurt Schlichter. I'll be right back with Liz Schell.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
We are back. Back with some madness bumper music. How appropriate. This is Kurt Schlichter. I'm sitting in for Dr. Seb Gorka here on America First. And I am pleased to be here with one of my favorite people in the world. Liz Schell, Senior News Editor at America Greatness. Hi, Liz. How you doing?
Hello, Kurt. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I'm glad we could. Now, guys, if you're just listening to this, you should go listen on Rumble, because you would have gotten the interstitial discussion between me and Liz when we were talking about such things as the imminent passing of noted rap legend Biz Markie and other important topics and subjects. So go get on Rumble and listen to it. Yeah, and listen, now, Liz, we've got so much going on here. I don't even know where to start. And as we agreed, we aren't going to have any kind of plan or script to get in the way of our improvisation. So exactly, the open mic night of conservatism. Oh no, we got an objectivist prop comic coming up. Anyway, Anywho, Donald Trump went to the border. He went to the actual border as opposed to an airport kind of near a border like Kamala Harris did. And next week he will be down at CPAC where I will be. I'm moderating a panel on Saturday. He's going to make his big speech to conservatives there on Sunday at CPAC 2 Electric Boogaloo in Dallas. And is Donald Trump coming back?
I think he is. I definitely think he wants to stay relevant, and he should. He has a lot of clout. I mean, I don't know what he's going to do in 2024, but he certainly has a lot of clout, and he should strategically use that in the 2022 midterms. I think his endorsement carries a lot of influence, so he needs to make sure he endorses really good candidates on the right to run for office and replace either bad Republicans, of which there are so many, and Democrats.
Yes, there are a bunch of bad Republicans, and I think Donald Trump is going to be the fiery Valkyrie of vengeance.
I hope so.
Go up and campaign against Murkowski, and of course the Beltway cowgirl Liz Cheney, who just got appointed to the still not a scam and not a sham at all commission on befuddled elderly D.C. tourists.
The J6 selfie stick revolution that we saw. When I saw that, I thought, you know, this is not a good optics for her reelection.
That's problematic.
Who I believe is redistricted out of office, so he's completely irrelevant. But it's Liz Cheney and the Democrats. Now, she's from Wyoming. How does she think that's going to play to Wyoming?
What they're going to do is they're going to try and pull a New York and create some sort of a baffling, weird voting method that somehow assures that she'll be able to win against all the people who, you know, aren't treacherous. I think that's what she's going to do.
I just don't think that's going to work. The people in Wyoming are not the people in New York, and they're not going to fall for that crap. I mean, New York has some weird, like, strange method no one understands.
Ranked pick choice.
I know what ranked choice voting is. It's just really stupid. I mean, why do you even bother? Just you vote for the person that you want in office, like we like normal people do. There's no need for ranked choice voting unless you're playing a game. And so I think voters in Wyoming are smarter. I don't think they would fall for that. I think it's not good for her. It's not a good look. It's Liz Cheney and the Democrats. So I wouldn't be surprised if she's not back in office. I mean, it's very possible she doesn't run for reelection because someone's going to give her a poll, and it's not going to look good for her.
Well, look, she's polling right down there with herpes.
Yeah.
And, you know, at least getting herpes is arguably fun. I think you're right about Adam Kitzinger. What's beautiful about him being gerrymandered into oblivion is that it's his new friends, the Democrats, doing it. He's like,
right.
Was I good? Sure.
Well, that's what he was doing, right? I mean, all people were wondering, why is he doing this? Because he's behaving like he's a big never-Trumper. And the reason is he was hoping to get some pity from his Democrat overlords on the redistricting stuff. And it didn't pan out for him. So, you know, I'm sure there's a MSNBC contract waiting for him. He can take his place, dumping all over his political party every night after he is out of office.
Well, he will be out of office. Look, there are a lot fewer of these guys than there used to be. And I hear a lot of people complain, Liz Cheney, it's horrible. All these Republicans are garbage. Yeah. Okay, I'm digging what you're telling me, but there are fewer of them than there used to be. We are making progress.
Oh,
absolutely,
we are.
Am I crazy?
No, you're right, and I think that. I mean, just go back to the congressional results in 2016, right? Completely out of the blue. There was almost no money put into those races. Everybody thought there was going to be a slaughter, and it turned out that with no money and not a lot of extra work, the GOP almost took the majority of the House. And I think we're going to keep moving in that direction, especially if former President Trump is smart with his endorsements. You know, and I hope that a lot of the hanger-oners and opportunists that were around him and gave him bad counsel for 4 years have skedaddled and are not around him anymore, and he's getting better advice.
Well, I certainly hope so too, because there were, call me crazy, and you will. I think Donald Trump sometimes had problems with personnel. Now, he had some great personnel choices, like our eponymous Dr. Seb Gorka and Robert O'Brien, a bunch of other folks. But sometimes, maybe not so great. Liz, will you stick around over the break? We can. I want to talk about some other personnel issues in our military, the woke military. This is going to be good. This is America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter. Stick around.
America First, magnificent.
We're back on America First. I am guest host Kurt Schlichter. We're continuing our conversation with my friend and the senior news editor of America Greatness, Liz Scheld. Liz, I just got a text from one of our myriad listeners out there, a former member of the United States Navy, a graduate of the Naval Academy. He said, tell us we need another real war. What do you think of our woke military?
Embarrassing. Embarrassing. Somebody did this great meme on Twitter where they played the recruitment ad for Russia, the recruitment ad for Chinese military, and then like the girl with two moms. Or would it that cartoon? And she's like, I have two moms. And I'm just like, I don't
My
care
name's
about
Ashley,
that.
And I've got a lot of feelings, and I found a place to express them. It's the Army!
I
am a retired colonel. Look, I was an infantry officer, but, you know, early on in my career, I did other things when I was in Desert Storm. I ran a heavily armed car wash, so I'm not saying, hey, I'm as butch and, as much of a fighter as, Dick Blumenthal, the hero of Quezon. But, you know, what the hell? These guys are going to lose the next war with China because we are an essentially unserious military right now.
It's really a joke. And that the fact that they're cleaning it out, I don't know what's going on in the military. They just like throwing people out when they don't pass the purity test. I'm not sure, but it's really scary because what kind of people are going to be going or are going to want to sign up?
Well, exactly, Liz Scheld. Look, the demographic that wins our wars are primarily a suburban officer corps of middle class guys who have gone to college and then they want to go lead soldiers, and then soldiers who primarily come from rural and suburban areas. It is not a bunch of people from Santa Monica and downtown Manhattan, you know, who are saying, well, it's either Hamptons or Fort Benning. That just doesn't happen. And if you drive those people out, who the hell do you have left to protect you? Because you sure as hell can't protect yourself.
Maybe they're armed with Robin DiAngelo's white fragility. That's what they're packing, right?
Well, you know, my favorite thing about Milley, this general, and I believe he was like commander of Delta Force at one time or something. And I've heard people go, he was a great battalion commander. I don't know what the hell happened.
How is this guy? I mean, Delta Force is elite. That's hard.
You know what, general? Look, if you want to succeed, you do what the boss says, and he does nothing but what the boss says, nothing but. And he comes out, he goes, he's like, well, we got this,
I read Lenin and Mao.
Well, do you teach them to your soldiers? Because that's what you're doing with Kendi. Anyway, this is America First. I am Kurt Schlichter. Want to thank Liz Schelb of American Greatness. And I want you to stick around because we have so much more coming up.